Today is a special day because today is going to be our independent day. Today is the day where we're going to celebrate forever. I mean, this is a special day for all the Libyans.
A man named Nasser speaking to the BBC in Tripoli on the news that Colonel Muammar Gaddafi, discovered in a hole in his hometown Sirte, had been killed. Reports quote a rebel fighter who said Gaddafi emerged from the hole surrounded by bodyguards, said, "Don't shoot," but in the gunfight that followed was shot. Here's another unidentified rebel speaking to the Associated Press.
He was sleeping here,
right,
and made some bodyguards around the place and we kitchen in there. And we shot him. Somebody shot him by gun, 9 mm.
David Kirkpatrick has been covering the Arab Spring, including the war in Libya, for the New York Times. We found him in Tunis and Tunisia. David, there are also graphic images, cell phone footage that purport to show Gaddafi's bloody corpse. I'm sure they are going around where you are. What is the reaction in the region?
Well, the reaction in Tunisia is jubilation. I was at a rally of the major Islamist party here preparing for the elections earlier in the day, and you could see word sweep through the room as people saw it on their cell phones and passed notes to each other and up to the podium. And when they finally announced it, the crowd really went wild, and people feel a real sense of solidarity with their Libyan neighbors as they do with their Egyptian neighbors. And people here see it as one revolution. And then, of course, there is a kind of morbid fascination with those pictures, you know, which have not only been on cell phones, but now they're on Al Jazeera. They're on Al Jazeera pretty constantly. And I think that is going to have, that's interesting here in Tunisia. In Libya, I'm not sure exactly what the effect is going to be. It's not fully consistent with Islamic tradition, to say the least, to be celebrating the death of your adversary like this. And I don't think that the way those images are being displayed is going to do much to hasten the work of reconciliation in Libya.
Well, this is what we want to ask you about. I mean, the pictures of the killed Osama bin Laden were held back for just that reason. It was said that they didn't want to offend the sensibilities. On the other hand, a picture is proof, but as you said, provocative. So what do you think will happen in Libya? The fighting there that began in February has been so intense because Gaddafi's backers were holding on to his stronghold Sirte. So there are supporters there. What do you think is going to happen?
In a lot of ways, the hard part begins now because the battle to get Gaddafi really held together the new government and held together the Libyan people. Aside from his tribe, a few loyalists, perhaps the Wafala tribe, he was widely hated. And so the fight against Gaddafi was a real unifying factor. And the rebels, frankly, need it because they don't have that much of a cohesive government. They have a very fine-looking, very highly westernized civilian government with almost no control over the administration underneath it or the many bands of rebel fighters. So their first job is going to be to assemble a new government, a cabinet that can bring together all the different regions of the country, the rebel regions, and they don't disagree. They don't agree. They are all contesting for power. And then that new government is going to have to rein in all of those loosely affiliated independent bands of fighters, the people with the guns. And when I was last in Tripoli, frankly, it was a scary situation because the Gaddafi armories had been taken over and opened up. Every young man was walking around the street with a Kalashnikov, and they think it's great sport there to fire their guns, even their anti-aircraft guns sometimes, into the air just for a celebration. And there's a lot of swagger, a lot of people who feel like their new gun gives them authority. It's still a volatile stage they're moving through. On the other hand, of course, it is a moment of great hope. You know, here in Tunisia, they're about to have an election. They finally made it to the promised land, so to speak, where they think they will soon have civilian self-rule. Libya is just beginning to enter that process. They're sort of behind Egypt and Tunisia, but they can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
David Kirkpatrick of the New York Times on the news that Libyan dictator Colonel Muammar Gaddafi has been killed. David, thanks so much.
All right, it's a pleasure.